remember saying to myself when I was 21 or so, I'm going to do this creativity shit for the rest of my life. I decided, it was like a weird executive decision. I think I might have even said it aloud to myself so my ears could hear. I was pretty good at soccer, but I was never going to be good enough. But I wanted to be really good at one thing. And that's a dumb kind of aspiration. But I was 21. But as I got older, I realized creativity was able to save my ass a bunch of times and keep anxiety at bay. It was like medicine. And so then there was more of a reason, not a dumb ego reason, to just try to be really good at one thing. It was more to fucking save myself. Yeah, I committed to it. I'm honouring the dumb wisdom of my 21-year-old self nearly 30 years ago, nearly. But the reason to pursue it has changed drastically over the years. And I found that I've actually gotten better at it as I got older. I always knew that soccer, I was just going to get worse as my body got worse, but... And eventually I quit soccer, but I've been playing it again recently and my body is just fucked. Just can't deal with running around a court, but I'm still trying. But my writing's getting better and I feel like every 7 to 10 years I have this small creative breakthrough where I'm seeing things that I wasn't before. I remember the first time that happened was 2012. I was like, holy shit, I'm writing shit that I could not see before. That was when I was 37 in 2012. And those things got into Best of Australian Poetry. I read them now and I think they're average. But the next breakthrough was 2022 or so. It was when I was like mid-40s. And I thought, holy shit, I'm writing stuff that I hadn't written before. I'm seeing stuff that I hadn't written before. And it excited me because... From 2012 to 2021 or whatever, almost 10 years, I'd kind of plateaued. I thought, I'm not actually going to get better at this writing thing. If I'm struggling to sort of make it as a full-time writer, and I'm still just plateauing, there's almost pretty much zero chance. But something happened around 2022-23 and I started finding observations and seeing things in a slightly different way that I wasn't seeing before. And it was only maybe like a kind of a skew that was probably 2 or 3%. But that 2 or 3% difference was almost like a 200% difference. Like it changed everything. I remember I put out a book called Waste Your Life to the Fullest. And for me, that's probably my most... It felt at the time like it was my most going through the motions book. I thought, I'm just going to put out a book because I need to pay bills. I felt a little bit selfish putting it out, but I still like it. But and the reason why I still like it is because for me, it almost felt like a breakthrough book. And at the time, I thought, oh, it was just a kind of a bullshit throwaway book. Why am I even doing this? But I look back now, only 2 years later, and go, holy shit, there's a few lines in that I wouldn't have been able to write 2 or 3 years earlier. It felt good after 10 years of kind of plateauing. I felt like I'd broken through to some other world, and it kind of thrills me that you can actually improve at writing, like. For me, I feel like creative. I'm not a writer. I'm a fan of writing, and the way I show my fandom of writing is I write, and so that's why I've become good at writing, is because I'm an extreme fan of it, and I feel like that's a cliche to say, and I almost feel like I've heard something like that said before. I'm almost writing fan fiction of all my influences sieve through my own experiences and my own dumb bullshit in my own heart. So yeah, it's amazing that, like, improving at writing, for me, like, I've flatlined for 10 years and then I made a massive leap just over a couple of months. So there was no kind of gradual progression where I could go, yeah, I'm improving. It almost felt like it was just an immediate jump. And if I didn't stick at it, I would have never have arrived at that huge jump that was only 2 or 3%, but felt like 200%. Almost feels like booze, like with beer, you drink and you slowly get drunk. But with spirits, you drink and you're not drunk, and then you're fucking smashed. It's like there's no kind of gradual gradiented progression in that drunkenness. In the same way with writing, I always feel like writing, the progression of getting better at writing is almost like drinking spirits, not drunk, smashed, or plateauing. I'm still the same. Oh shit, I'm actually massively better all of a sudden. That just came out of the blue. So sometimes I feel like my advice to myself is just to stick with stuff, because even though it doesn't feel like there's a progression, all of a sudden it can just fucking happen out of the blue. Over a few months, all of a sudden you find yourself writing this shit that wasn't coming out before. For 10 years it wasn't coming out. And I noticed that, yeah, back in 2012, I was just doing all sorts of stuff. I felt like I'd plateaued. Because I was kind of writing comedy and shit before that, or cartoons or humorous stuff. And when I made the switch to poetry, that's when I felt like I'd plateaued. And maybe it was when I decided, because I wrote poetry from 2012 to 2021. I kind of still do, but for some reason, I was sick of poetry, and I just started writing my own stuff, which was just a blend of humor and poetry. I kind of got sick of just writing formal poetry, and I even reading others' poetry, I could see the levers and see the buttons they were pushing, and it kind of devastated me in a way that it no longer thrilled me. It felt like, oh, I know what you're doing there. I see what you just did there. And I could see that in my own shit as well. I could see that it was going through the motions, and maybe to an audience, I could probably deceive them into thinking I'd just written something profound or something interesting. But really, I was just playing word games and crossword puzzles in my head. And for a long time, I felt like I was almost doing that. I only see that now in a way. It's funny how you can bullshit myself for quite some time before I realize that I'm doing it. Sometimes I see it straight away. Sometimes it takes a few years and then I go, ah, that's what I was doing. Ah, fucking hindsight. Also, I've heard it said quite a lot. A lot of editors will say something happens to a writer in their mid to late 30s. Suddenly they've lived long enough to recognize the patterns of the world, and they're saying stuff that's actually real and true. And that's what I've noticed between 20 and 38 or whatever I've started to write shit. This is interesting. I've seen the patterns, I know what's going on now. And what I find more interesting is between 38 and 48, which is what I am now, nearly 49, is I went from feeling stuff to be true at the age of 38 to almost knowing it to be true at the age of 48, because because of the extra 10 years of simply existing. That's what I love about creativity. All you've got to do is just exist, and that hones your intuition. It's almost like doing, the powerful act of doing nothing and just existing. It owns your intuition. You're rewarded for not leaving the world. It's weird. Anyway, that's what I love about writing. You can actually get better at it, and there's no kind of gradient. There wasn't for me, and that's for me, that's amazing. But I've also noticed to get to the good stuff, it takes me longer in a way to find something new and interesting. But when that happens, it's really good. But it takes a lot longer to find the gold, because I've gone over the stuff that I've found before. I can't keep rediscovering it. I can hone certain ideas and stuff, but there are certain ideas that do take extra digging. The more you write, you've got to dig a deeper hole. I was going to say another thing too, like this has got nothing to do with what I was just talking about, but I found that I'm quite agreeable in life with almost everything, but when it comes to creativity, I'm not. Like, I'll actually say, that's shit, that's good, that's actually shit. I can't help it. Like, it's weird. Something else takes over. I feel like I'm qualified. I'm confident when it comes to creativity and creative ideas, even though it's a messy business. With everything else, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't know. I have no idea. But for some reason, I'm more confident when I talk about creativity. I've got more of an idea of what I like and what I don't like. Anyway, I don't even know why I said that. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for this podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it, it's now on YouTube as well. I'd love that. Cheers.